Auschwitz, and they started sending Yidden to Auschwitz on the trains. Himshachnu is goyre b'Czechoslovakia b'tim kashim b'yoisat shnas 1942. We continued to live in Czechoslovakia under very difficult conditions until 1942. B'shanazu niplanu l'Hungaria. B'tikva shesham ninatzil mehagzeiris anoyres shenitzku al hayudim. They fled to Hungary with the hope that they would escape the terrible great gzeiris that were put on the Yidden Czechoslovakia. Ula lach zvoisonu b'shnas 1944, kivshu atzoirim gamis in Hungary. As everybody knows, the Germans got Hungary, conquered Hungary in 1944. B'mesach hashanim alalu noldu lo'od shleisha achim. During this period, three more brothers were born. Shekulam chayim bo Hashem. One was Nifter recently. We're going to Ulam. The great Dayanim in Monsi was Nifter a few months ago. V'ham haim talmidei chachomim uflogim b'Hungaria chayinu b'mesove shel goyim. They disguised themselves as goyim and they lived and they survived by pretending to be goyim. If we just stop here, they had three children during this period. From 1940 to 1944, they had three children while they were running from the Germans in Czechoslovakia and in Hungary and hiding out in bunkers and pretending to be going. They still managed to bring another three children to them. To think about that a little bit. The Maran called Zois Be'echad Milayla Shabbos Nisfoslo. וגם מינוח שמו יבילו את רובנו לאושוויץ. Despite all this, one of the nights on Hallel Shabbos we got caught and the Germans sent most of us to Auschwitz. אם הייתה אז בשלבים מתקדמים של ציפייה לילדות של אחיי. His mother was pregnant when they got caught. וכאשר אנשים היו טמאים ושואלים אותו, when people were like, what are you doing making studies to have children? What are you doing? You have children? Like, what are you doing? You're living like rats, running from one hiding place to another. You never know where you're going to be the next day. And you're having children? She used to answer them very simply. Start to learn the sentence off my heart. I mean, have you thought about this? I can't stop thinking about what this woman was thinking. Put yourself in their position. Ask yourself, are you ready to bring children into the world? Not just one, but four. Anyone can understand how you do such a thing? You don't have enough food for yourself. You don't know where you're going to be. You're getting killed. The horrors of the Holocaust and in that matzav, you still think you do it. Well, you might. But what did she answer them? Poshut. Like we think we got problems in raising our kids, you know? Anachne Yehudim v'anachnu chayvim lasois es amutl aleinu v'ametzuva aleinu. I'm a Jew, and we're Jews, and we have to do whatever we are obligated to do. Hashem is barach. Yaseh mashu reitzel asoyis, and Hashem will do what He wants to do. It's hashkofas achayim. I'm a Jew, and I'm going to do what I'm a chayv to do. What will Hashem do? Hashem will do what He wants. No kashualah. Kach b'pashta si chaye saimuna atmi v'Hashem is barach gam b'ito tzore hilo shayla shelot v'lo daiga ma'ye o ma'ye kare. That's how she lived. Poshet imuna. I'm not asking questions and I'm not worried about what's going to be. I have to do now what I have to do. What will be tomorrow? Yamshikha l'archives gvulois ha-mishpacho. She continued expanding the boundaries of her family. Va'amnam imish tchie d'arich nomi v'toyim, she was nifta. Zachta l'roites ha-yeshua. She survived the Holocaust. He nitzla mimishlois ha-rosha. מהמחנויס אושוויץ, שסובבת אושוויץ, ולמרות הפלא, דווקא עובדה שאיסה במצבה המיוחד וילדה שם אסרחוי סי, שם נתפוסה שם, אך לידוסה היא אשר הצילה זימי. It was good for the fact that she was pregnant that she survived Auschwitz, even though the baby never survived, It was because of this baby that she shivalt artsit. So it used to say that that child gave birth to her. You bought that child. Hora lo harbu le dabar le sap. You forget him to tell you these stories. No matter what he tells it. Hora lo harbu le dabar le sap. Acham el chama amash avra leim. Ula mani bezamti shalti oisam lo achas mayu tuchuseim b'maya ima. His parents didn't speak too much about the Holocaust, but he used to ask them very often, what were they feeling, what were they thinking, what were they going through? Retziti ledat zos kadei lelamed es hadoyreis haboim oides hashkafosom haitne shisaya b'yodam lishroid ulanik lehem koyach litmodeet gam b'matzavim hakashim b'yoyis yishovro alayim. He wanted to learn how to hand over to the next generation this koyach of how you survive, not just survive, how you continue striving and growing and developing and continuing to be an Eved Hashem with the Munna in the worst possible situation. Worst possible nightmare. Bam Shalti as Ima, Ima. Aim Cheshavte Ve'er Shana Nishreid Ad La'acha Milchoma. Did you honestly think you're going to survive the war? V'teichet Ea Milchoma Rechobas HaMishpacha, and therefore you're growing your family because you think after the war they're going to survive? Let us Arba Yeledim Nosofim. You had four more children during the Holocaust. Where did you get the koyach to bring children to the world and to raise them, to be concerned about them, to feed them? Everyone else was just trying to stay alive. Minimum, all effort was based on just trying to stay alive. And you're raising a family and growing a family. We're a Jew and we believe in Tchis HaMaisim. Yeled einu rak yeled lo balam hazeh. Yeled shalcha hu shalcha lenetzach. This child you have is not just for now, he's yours forever. Ani me'alti es hachelek sheli b'shutfus. I did my bit in partnership. Sherei gimel shutfin heim ba'odom. There's three partners in a child. Aviv, Imo, and Bakolish Bochu. But Dachti Vashem, Shimol is Chelkoi, Ala Tzad HaTov Yosef. I trust Hashem to do whatever's best. He'll fulfill his part of the contract the best he can. Umashu Yase, Yia Tov Yosef. Whatever he does, he's good. It's the best thing it could be. So I did my bit with Abba, and Hashem, I knew that Hashem would be a faithful partner, and he would do what he has to do, the best he could. כך גדלתי בבייס הוירה. את השקופה הזו הנחלתי לילדיי. And this השקופה I handed over to my children. נוכחתי לשמחוסי שאף הם קונו יסם בנפשם פנימה, מקום ברוך השם, אבזורב דס השקופה. אחד מבוני שיחיה ציפה להולדס בנוי השלישי. He was waiting for his third child. Everyone's waiting. The parents, the grandparents, everyone's waiting for the, you know, for the imminent birth of the child. If you're sensitive, you should maybe leave. Eh? The story is gonna shock you. If this doesn't shock you, there's no hope left for you. His son phones him and says, "Abba, nagieli mazel tov, mazel tov." When I said, "What was born? What did you have?" He says, "Abba loyled li yeled bal neshama gavur miyuchedes." We had born to us a very unique, special high neshama. Who pol b'mesech chetz yisha ba'olam hazeh, ma shenoshim acherim poyim b'mesech tishino. He achieved in half an hour in this world to achieve what most people take 90 years to achieve. Who gmaris tafchida va'olam chazara loyla mememes. He finished his task after half an hour and he went back to Olam HaEmes. Negia li mazel tov. What happened? We had a baby and he died half an hour later. He's right, his kid's got the Ashkofa properly. Zu Ashkofa mitis. That's proper Ashkofa. Kevishai mi Rashi HaKodesh. Kol ma sheyov alecha kibul betmimus. Whatever happens to you, accept with tmimus. Zuhi meshimas chayv shelayudi aleyadmos. That's our dress to live in as well. Whatever happens, kabul with tmimus. How do you do that? Nagili Mazel Tov, I had a baby. No, when's the Shalom Zoch, when's the Brit? No, there's not Shalom Zoch, not Brit. He died half an hour later. Nagili Mazel Tov, I had a wonderful, beautiful child. And in half an hour, he managed to do what most people take 90 years to do, and he finished his job and he went back to Olam Haba. Fine. Told you, it's not a... Aber sie können die Brache ja gam gut muss Yehudit miuchedes. Ja, die ist immer noch so eine Poske, kol oi, da ist er nicht mehr kein Barpolf. The immune that he had never left him for one breath. But kol hat zlei shoa, aber lo zu, mi amonosa hat tmima afilu kemole nima. Lo za, sorry, mi amonosa hat tmima afilu kemole nima. Through all we went through, all we went through, his imuna didn't move for 1 minute. Keshen al chodno al yedei anotzim, doimei akilu akol abud. When we were trapped by the Nazis, it looked like everything's over. Game over, man. Ulam abba, shelo ibedes bitchoyne v'ashem, nimlat b'emtza derech, v'atzliach b'nisi nisim, limtso oitanu lachamikayim. His father, who didn't lose his betochen Hashem for 1 second, managed to escape and through enormous nisim found all his children. The mother went to Auschwitz pregnant and all the others didn't go to Auschwitz. They survived out of Auschwitz. Who also for Tanu is Arbe Yelodov, the Ken Ochte Dodot, Tzirot, Vekach Libnot. He found his 4 sons, another 2 relations, gathered them together. Histaranu be Budapest, hidat in Budapest, mechupasim ke goyim, pretending to be goyim. Achir etanim lo yoydemum, alay do sofram. The brothers didn't even know they were Jewish. They didn't know anything. Didn't tell them. He was 5 or 6. I don't know how old the youngest one was. There were 4 of them. So if he was about 6, 7 at the time, so the youngest one must have been, I mean, there must be 1 baby. Rak oti shitef abe besoda godol. Yehudimonu. His father taught him, he was the only one his father taught this to, be Jews. Shaiti b'mechtzasa shel abba b'dirosenu b'koy mashlishis, when we were hiding out once in the 3rd floor of a dira, v'chayisi yachad imo es kol telais ha-mechteres imo-roiseya, whole bunch of people, different people were hiding out in this bunker. Abba la yoichalan li shoyis b'mokam tzofoyis v'hoyim k'mikla tziburi. His father couldn't continue to be in such a small place in this miklat tziburi. Hadavei yalol mukash bekiyum mitzvosav v'zroisa mufleges b'chashash aveira. It was impossible for him to keep mitzvahs and to be choshed on not doing aveiras. Rak yesadim haketani mishanu b'miklat. He left the little children in the. Shememeleim lo yoydu shiudimanu v'lo yelo chashash yizgiru otanu. They didn't know they were Jewish, and no one knew they were Jewish. They're hiding out with in the miklat there, so he left them there. And he left the miklat. V'chanukah shel shnat 44, 1944, Chanukah, nipla petzatza al abinyan, v'nisei nisim nitzalnu. A bomb landed on the building, and with miracles they survived. Ulam diroseinu nechrova. Our dwelling was destroyed, v'aynu muchrochim leredet lemiklat. Therefore, we had to go into the miklat. He was hiding out, sorry. They were on the 3rd floor in the dira, and he wouldn't go to the miklat. So they put the kids in the miklat, and he stayed in the dira. But then a bomb hit the dira, and he had no choice. He had to go to the miklat. Haitisham tzvifas neira. It was completely cramped. You can imagine. Half of Budapest living in a bunker. Gorusham goyim rabim she'eltzu l'shkav ha'echad somuch me'od l'sheini. Whole bunch of goyim and everyone had to lie like tzafuf with everybody else. Ulam lo yiselanu breidu, we'd never choice. Keshapetzia boka rishon, rishon nesol v'miklat, when he woke up the first morning that we were living in the miklat. Olu rayon b'lei baba, he had an idea. Hu iskosu b'smichosoi, he hid himself under the blanket. Umitachas l'smich, aniach tfilin v'itpalel, under the blanket, he put on tfilin and he davened. Haisuzu Mesiris Nefesh Mamshis, Shetrachom Yodi Yom Baboki. Every morning he would wake up and he would put on tefillin in the bunker. If anyone saw him, he would be killed on the spot. He would call me under the blanket and he would teach me how to daven. We daven together. Terrible sakana. The goyim thought he was sleeping. We daven and put on tefillin under the blanket right by the goyim. We davened every day. For Shabbos Kodesh, I am Malamedoti al Shabbos, the Kudusha Maskili, Loherev Shaani Yudi, Vala Lishmo, the Kol Libri as Mitzvahs of Shabbos. On Shabbos, he used to teach me Mitzvahs of Shabbos, and used to tell me that I'm a Yid and I have to, no matter what, I have to keep all the Mitzvahs of Shabbos. Who Chashash Kol Azman, Shemay Yomus. He was worried all the time he's going to die, Loy Yemish Yilme, this bond of Torah. He was worried no one will teach his children Torah. So he used every minute to teach me Torah. ואחד היומן היו הפזוג, הפגזות, כבדס מאוד, the bombings were very heavy. אבא זכרני לרבוכו עמד אז על מדרגס המקלט. He stood on the steps of the מקלט, מעוצס הפגזות, הוא נפל עצה מגורם המדרגות ואיבדס הקורס רחמון הצלב. Because of all the terrible bombings, he lost his balance, he fell, and he was lost conscious. Slowly, we put him on his bed, and slowly, consciousness. He called me after a while and told me, get under the blanket. Like we used to daven every day, normally. קראתי לך כי אני רוצה למסור לך את צוואתי האחרונה. I'm called you here because I want to give you my last will and testament. הייתי אז ילד בן שש. I was a six-year-old. And my father calling me and saying, I want to hand over to you my final will. I don't know if I'm going to survive. Made an enormous impression on me. 80 years later, he says, it's mamash in my face, in my eyes, like it happened yesterday. Trembling. The same way as I trembled then. When I think about it now, I have the same trembling. Bekoya dvarav amar titim. Bnia yakar. Ani hoylech lamut. My precious son, I'm about to die. Kochatai oiz vimoiti. My power is leaving, so leaving me. Ima min estam kvalot yelechem. Ima mustoma is not alive anymore. Abi yodai shemi shemigye lamachanot. Vemchak kashalim ha'enu shav. His father knew that someone who went to Auschwitz pregnant didn't survive. That was no sikui. Right? He couldn't imagine that she was still alive. Aval al tidaig, he said. Tell the kid, listen, I'm about to die. You're 6 years old. You're in the middle of the Holocaust. Mother's probably dead as well, but don't worry. Okay. HaKosh Baruch Hu Avi Yesoimim Vehu Yishmo Lecha. HaKosh Baruch Hu is the father of all the orphans. He'll look after you. You just try to be strong. The war's going to be over soon and Mashiach's coming. Also, just by the way, you've got three little brothers that are now your responsibility. You have to take care of them. You now the head of the family, six-year-old. You now got to look after the family. Don't forget to teach them, you know, that they're Jewish. They're Jewish. Hina Elu Shmoiseyim Ayudim, and these are the Jewish names. Baba Mosul Li Shmoisam Shu Yitzhak Tzvi Abba Chaye VeYichil. These are the names of your three brothers that are still alive. Don't forget to go get them. Ada Yom, Ani Mitpa'am U Mitpa'el L'Meichach Emunosa Atzufa Shel Avi Zichrenu Levrocha. Up to this day, I'm still amazed at the clear imuna that my father had. Yudi b'shnoisa v'tzilut, he was a young man, shemitamet lishmo mitzvahs b'tznai milchoma u'mechteres ayoymin, who was doing everything he could to keep the mitzvahs under the worst possible conditions. In the middle of a war, in a bunker, surrounded by a bunch of goyim. Keshemegia rege shebo nidama lo ki inei agia soifoy. When he came to a point where he thought, these are my last moments, who ain't mit marmeh ve'ainu shol shelot. He wasn't, but he wasn't asking kashas. Borulo shezir rotzen Hashem. It's clear, this is the rotzen Hashem. Who ain't mevake al yitmos yismoisom ha'isido shel abo yeladim ha'ketanim elu moedin atam. He wasn't panicked out and worried what's going to be with his four children. He just did everything he could to strengthen them. Meshanen lehem esavoy she'uv da yisim yudim. All he wanted them to know is you guys are Jewish. Umaftiach lehem shem esbarach yigana lehem mikol ra. Don't worry, Hashem will care of you. That's all he was interested in giving to his children. Know that you're Jewish and of course Baruch Hu takes care of you. Liboy ragua, he was completely calm. He left his children in the capable hands and trustworthy hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zuhu imuna, that's imuna. Hitratzvois v'haskoma l'kol ha'shekoyim v'bli l'shol shelot. Complete rotzon, ragua, and a complete haskoma, agreement with everything that Hashem is doing to me. Ziyokim v'pashtes u'b'shleimus shel ha'kosuv. His halech imoy b'tmimus. Walk with Hashem between us. Whatever you're doing, I agree. Everything's fine. I don't have any problems. Maba Yaakov, what's the problem here? Well, you're about to die. You've got four kids. The oldest one's six. Your wife's probably dead in Auschwitz. You're pretending to be hidden, hiding out, going, hiding out in a bunker. You don't know where your next breath's coming from. Never mind your next meal. So good. Yeah, so that's Hashem. What's this story about? Hashem, thank you, everybody. Maba Yaakov. Maba Yaakov. Rabbis, machshavos, believe ish, the eitzes Hashem hi takum. Many, many thoughts and desires that a person has, but we all know that Eled Hashem gets his own way. Avi noisachay la'acham milchama, his father survived the war, v'gam imi chozra b'ruch Hashem Auschwitz, and his mother returned from Auschwitz. Mishpachteinu itachda, the family was united. Hayezenes bifne'atzma. That itself was an enormous nace, that everybody got back together again. Nace she'ira achas l'kama sot alafim. How many people did this nace happen to, that the families reunited after the war? How many people can say that the entire family in Shlemus were reunited after the war? Except for the baby that gave birth in Auschwitz and was killed. L'hoire nol da od chamisha yeladim l'acha milchoma. They had five more children, Baruch Hashem, after the milchoma. L'kula Baruch Hashem, b'ayli mishpochos. Sabim v'savtois, blian hora, all of them to their Baruch Hashem, grandparents in their own right. Sipu ze mamchish es hanagosa emuchedes shel Hashem. Es nisa v'chesodor v'es olomoy hapnimi shel mi shebotech bo betochen bole. This story shows you a little bit, it's a bit of an insight into the way Hashem runs his world. And the enormous miracles and chesed he does in an eternal world, someone who's living in the inner world and has betochen in Hashem with betochen mole. Oi, chaval, because this next part's like a hemshire, but we have to stop now. I'm sorry. Okay, we'll do this tomorrow. Now it gets to the point of what it has to do about the worrying about the future doesn't help you. The hemshire of the story is going to explain what that was about. That's Hashem. We'll do that tomorrow. The niflis, I'm worried, I can't get enough of the story. I've heard it from him dozens of times. What was his mother thinking? When she got to Auschwitz, Mengele was very interested in her because Mengele was doing, Yemach Shmoy was doing all experiments on pregnant women and babies or whatever. So they took her to the infirmary and because she gave birth and they took the baby away straight away. She never saw the baby. And one of the nurses there said to her, you better disappear fast because we don't need you anymore, you're going to get killed. In 5 minutes again, they're coming to kill you. So she went and she hid. She had an auntie that she found that was in Auschwitz, and they hid her in the bunker. And she managed to hide from the Nazis through the war in Auschwitz. She never got a number. She was never officially in Auschwitz, but she hid from the Nazis in Auschwitz. That's where she hid away from the Nazis. Had she arrived there not pregnant, she would have been killed on the spot. Very few people from Hungary around in Auschwitz survived. Women and children were sent straight to the gas chambers. There was no right towards the end of the war. That was it. She got stepped to the infirmary because she was pregnant. While she was pregnant in 1944, Karen having children like that. Yeah, we just did that. Yeah. I'm a Jew, I've got to do what I have to do, and Hashem has to do what he has to do. Yeah, but you have to understand the omitz to do it. I go to the fridge in the morning and the milk's sour and I can barely get to davening on time, you know? It's like you don't have a cough in the morning before davening because there's no milk in the fridge, you're in start. Makabul, you're suri ba'ava, you know? Different people.
All these Rashi on the spot, this is becoming the behavior.